This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of important conversation about your health and well-being from the mind and the research of Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, who's at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can, as I am happy to remind you each week, as more and more people listen to this program, more and more stations carry it, more and more people are interested in hearing his twist, if you will, on some of the health news of the day, the research done that's published in a lot of the great journals of medicine. So we get to that and find out how it affects you. And then you can visit Ken yourself if you want, either on a Zoom call or we're going to the clinic down in Mount Dora, Florida. Here's how you arrange that. You dial 352-735-1400, okay, for Ken in the office, 352-735-1400. Now, if you want to ask Dr. Ken, a segment of this program is called Ask Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken, actually. And if you dial 855-999-3684, you can leave a question for Ken any hour, day or night, 24-7, as they say. Questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. A lot of the work this week is a focus on much of our time, I think appropriately, should be spent on brain function, dementia, Alzheimer's, because there are a lot of things going on, sort of brain-related things, function things. So let's get started, Ken, with a focus on one's personality and how that perhaps it either enters into, in one way or another, the entree that dementia might have to you. So, and then let's get started first, though, by differentiating dementia or telling us about the relationship Alzheimer's has to dementia, please.
Yeah, let's do that. Alzheimer's disease versus dementia, Doug, terms commonly used, commonly mixed up and not clear. So Alzheimer's disease, and the word is on the stress is on that second word, disease, starts in the brain many years before symptoms start to show, Doug. Early symptoms are mild, so do not stop someone from doing their normal everyday activities. It's only later that symptoms become severe enough to be called dementia. Dementia is a general term for a decline in mental ability, things like memory, reasoning, or other thinking skills, and severe enough to interfere with daily life, while Alzheimer's is a specific disease. Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia. It accounts for, are you ready, 60 to 80% of cases.
Wow. Bad stuff. So what brings it on? I know that one of the things that's come out this week is a blood test that may be available next year that will sort of predict. It sounds like what you said in the introduction, Alzheimer's is there a long time before you know it's there. So how then do we, kind of keep ourselves from getting it? In a manner of speaking, we don't even know it's there.
Well,
and that is what this blood test may help us with.
You asked me several things there. Are we talking prevention or diagnosis?
A little of both.
Let's talk first prevention.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second.
Okay,
wouldn't it make sense if we knew we were going to get it to be preventative in the way we handle our lives? Or should we just live our lives in a way, what we eat and how we do whatever we do, so we don't get Alzheimer's? Is there a way of preventing it?
The latter. You want to prevent it so you aren't one of those people who are very early detected. So the emphasis is on prevention. And so we'll talk prevention first, because We have talked, you and I, for years, many years, about how to prevent heart disease. And the more we learn about the brain, we learn it's almost the exact same healthy lifestyle that keeps the heart healthy, like watching blood pressure, blood sugars, not smoking, cholesterol, keeping the mental stress down, watching the weight, the alcohol, smoking, having a healthy diet, Mediterranean or vegan, whichever one you like, getting exercise after the doctor says okay, and especially sleep. These are things that really are helpful. And these have been, up until this week, some of the traditional ways to prevent Alzheimer's. And we're going to talk a little bit this week about some of the you always point out how in the medical literature the same week is the same topic. Well, this week is a great example of it. And we'll learn about some of the newest ways to prevent it. But you also talked about what's coming soon is diagnosis was announced this week that there's a company that's working on a simple blood test, which really is, seems like it's going to be available next year, that'll allow us to diagnose very early those who are getting some of the symptoms and those who are going to get full-blown Alzheimer's. So this is very exciting. It could be a simple blood test. It'll detect Alzheimer's disease years before symptoms appear. This new research from Resonant, a Utah biotech company that develops diagnostic tests for neurodegenerative diseases, suggests it may be possible. The new test achieved 100% accuracy in identifying patients with Alzheimer's disease and individuals with mild cognitive impairment who went on to develop Alzheimer's disease within 5 years.
Wow. Woohoo. There you go. There's a lot to think about. Give you time to think about it. But as Ken said, lots of focus on your brain, brain function, how to keep your brain healthy. His suggestion that basically made a lot of sense. You're going to do the same thing. You keep your heart healthy or your body healthy is going to keep your brain healthy. It would seem that that is what makes more sense than anything else. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with a reminder of how to get your brain clear, or maybe when you go to Las Vegas it gets all kind of fogged up. Depends on what you do. I know I can offer you a 3-day, 2-night free trip to Las Vegas just by calling 800-419-3684. People keep saying to me, Doug, there's got to be a hitch. Why would somebody give me a couple of nights free in a nice hotel in Las Vegas? Well, because there are other things going on. Las Vegas Chamber of Commerce knows if they get you into a hotel, you're going to go to a show, you're going to eat a lot, you're going to enjoy the ambiance and whatever things there are collectively to do in Las Vegas. So this is kind of a no-brainer, right? But you can't get there free if you don't call 800-419-3684. Makes sense, right? Get to the phone and bring it up. Usually when I mention this, there are 10 operators. You have 10 chances. But you can leave a message. They'll call you back. But people don't want to do that. They want to talk right now. I want to get involved. So right now, you call 800-419-3684 and see what 541 Travel can do for you. No purchase is needed. All you have to do is call and win. 800-419-3684. 3 days, 2 nights free. Plus, you could win tickets to a Vegas show. 800-419-3684.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Back with our friend Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So our focus in part, maybe in the main, will be your brain and what's going on. So Alzheimer's is the first stage of dementia, which is a much more a broader way of referring to what's going on in your brain that will lead to your demise. So I sort of alluded to this a few minutes ago in talking about dementia and your personality and stuff. So how could one's personality shield that person from getting dementia?
Yeah, this is a nice way that's been identified recently for another way to prevent getting this dementia. And this was published just recently in Alzheimer's and Dementia, the journal of the Alzheimer's Association. So Doug got a naturally sunny disposition, and you usually do. It might protect you from dementia in the years advance. Certainly personality traits such as being conscientious, outgoing, mm-hmm. and positive. So Doug, let me go over those again. Certain personality traits like being conscientious, outgoing, and positive, they appear to lower a person's odds for a dementia diagnosis. But on the other hand, are you ready? Being neurotic and more negative in outlook and behavior, this is tied to a higher risk for mental decline. So an upbeat personality may help us all cope better and counter the brain changes that can occur with aging, Doug.
Well, it kind of makes sense when you put all of this together as we go through the hour, spend more time on these things. I think they'll all fall into place. It all makes sense, and it's really not that much heavy lifting. If you take care of yourself, then your heart, here's another focus on dementia and coronary heart disease, because if you have it, apparently it leads to dementia, if I'm reading this correctly.
Well, yes, this is a publication just this week out of the Journal of the American Heart Association that people diagnosed with coronary heart disease, Doug, that's the number one killer of Americans, when they're diagnosed with it in early middle age, they're at much higher risk of developing dementia in later life than people with healthy hearts. And this is why, again, watching blood pressure, diabetes, smoking, cholesterol, mental stress, weight, alcohol intake, smoking, diet, exercise, and sleep are so important, because these are the things you focus on to keep the heart healthy. They're going to keep the circulation to your brain healthy, and you're going to much lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's. Or if it occurs, it's going to be way, way into the distant future.
Mm-hmm. Are there degrees to either have Alzheimer's or dementia, or you don't? Or is it gradual?
It can be very gradual. There can be some very slight symptoms, and that's what's so hard often in people diagnosing it, because all of us have some loss as we get older. But is it a dementia early on or just natural aging? That's very difficult to diagnose.
There's the question. All right, more with Dr. Ken. Stand by.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
After the hour, this weekend's Good Day Health This Hour is brought to you by Dr. Ken. Brought to you by a lot of different things. Your local station thinking that this is a good idea to have the help that's available from Dr. Ken in your ear every weekend at the same time. This is a very good way. I enjoy Ken's company because he and I are friends, but I enjoy it in part because there's so much information, so much to learn from him. I hope that doesn't sound selfish. I want to learn, and he's a great teacher when it comes to matters of the heart, not romantic matters, although he and I have had conversations about that over the years as well. But for the most part, we talk about how it functions, how it works, and what happens if you don't take care of your heart. And so it leads to these discussions of dementia. There are vaccines around now, Ken, that reputedly could reduce the risk of getting Alzheimer's. How would that work? What's the story with that?
Yeah, this may shake up a lot of people and their belief about vaccines, because this all comes out of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. We know from previous research that the flu vaccination for 3 consecutive years actually reduces the dementia risk 20% over the next 4 to 8 years. And we know that 6 shots, that's 6 years in a row where you get the flu vaccine, actually doubles that to a whopping 40% reduction in the risk of getting dementia. And now add upon it, this week, again reported in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, is that vaccination against 3 items, the tetanus, diphtheria, that's the DT vaccine, the shingles, the herpes zoster vaccine, that's the second, and the combined pneumonia vaccine, getting these 3 vaccines give you another 30% reduction in the risk of getting Alzheimer's. So you're going to ask me, why is this so? And
Ken, why is that so?
Yes. I'm glad you asked, Doug.
Yes, no, I'm sure
actually,
you are. Yeah.
Actually, the current thinking about this, how it's only theory because it's actively being studied, but the theory is that getting these vaccines reduces the inflammation to the brain because you just have less illness or milder illness, and all of these illnesses somehow circulate in the blood, get to the brain, and by being vaccinated, you either have less illness or milder illness, so there's less inflammation to the brain, less damage to the brain. But the fact is, these vaccines dramatically reduce the risk of getting Alzheimer's.
Isn't that amazing, huh? I'm thinking I have to have a regular, my annual checkup, and I think it's next week, as a matter of fact, and I was going to ask the doctor to give me my shingles. I have had one pneumonia vaccine shot a couple of years ago. I don't think I ever had a shingles shot. You may know or remember better than I do. But the added incentive to do it, because I'm not crazy about vaccines, or at least some of them. But if this helps, as you suggest, to reduce Alzheimer's risk by 30%, man, sign me up for that. Because those vaccines have been around for a long time. So they've been tested. It's not like the COVID vaccine that's
those vaccines
here today.
Are old, right, exactly. Those are the old-fashioned ones. They're not hyping up the immune system by this new method. And I'm not saying that's good or bad, some people are concerned about that. But this is old-fashioned technology, and they've been around forever, and just another reason to consider it. I've had all those myself.
Yeah, I'm going to get them next week. Okay, brain and its function, we're talking about that. That's part of our main focus here this week on our Good Day Health program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Got another half hour to go. Stick around. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, to the rescue.
Right. That's right. Yes. Well, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. You know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supplies, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
News update. Calls growing louder for university presidents at Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania to step down after anti-Semitism rages on college campuses. These three women called to testify on Capitol Hill and could not answer questions as to why nothing has been done to stop the hate speech with protesters calling for the genocide of Jews. Now, this comes as there is a huge rise in anti-Semitism across the country. Shots fired outside Temple Israel, a synagogue synagogue in Albany, New York. Police say the shooter is shouting "Free Palestine." In other news, tennis great Chris Evert diagnosed again with cancer. She says treatments will force her to miss her job as an analyst for ESPN at next month's Australian Open. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer a year ago. She hopes to return to her broadcasting duties later next year. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The hour, second half hour, Dr. Ken. This week, Dr. Ken is in down in the heart of Central Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic. You can go visit him there. Pretty easy to do. You can find him online, find him in the phone book, find him by calling 352-735-1400. That's easy. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So we've been talking a lot about Alzheimer's, dementia, the brain. There's a story floating around. It seems to me this is common sense, but maybe not. You know, I've had many things to say over the years about football and how, CTE that comes as a result of it. High schoolers, college people shouldn't be playing. I don't think anybody should play, but if you're a professional, at least you sign on the dotted line, you know what you're in for. But as with football, soccer is a big problem, and I see that there's an interesting new overview of what happens when you get hit in the head with a soccer ball to your brain function, Ken.
Yeah, there's no doubt that repetitive heading of the ball, the soccer ball, with your head seems to result in long-term issues, and that should be looked at, and I think that is being studied, whether that's the best way to play soccer.
Yeah. Well, you can play soccer. My grandson, who's 9, plays soccer, but they just kick the ball. That's the only, and they, you know, kind of use their body to block it, but they don't use their head. As a matter of fact, they're told not to use their head, and they don't.
The heading is a soccer technique where the player hits the ball with their head. And that's the technique that we're talking about, not the rest of soccer.
No. And frankly, when you understand that, I mean, it's, again, back to football or any of these things that bother the brain, as long as we're talking about brain function, you know that the stem that holds your head onto your spine and onto your body is the size of a quarter? Think about that. Think about what it is when you get hit in the head by a soccer ball, a football, somebody takes you down, the racking of your body and the shaking of your neck and your head. What do you think is going to happen to it? It's not, you know, the stem is not built for that. I was noticing something actually because I have a lot of back pain and issues, and I love chiropractors. I noticed that there's an effective treatment for a back pain, which changes how your brain and back communicate. You know, I'm not a fan of Bayer, but I do when I have back issues because I've had them all my life. I've lifted things the wrong way and used my strength the wrong way, and so the lower end of my back is kind of messy. And so I take something called back and body. Now, to fast forward to the next page of this, there's a new course that's been developed by scientists, Ken, that I just saw, which basically focuses on the nervous system rather than painkillers and manipulation. So this course, the principle of it, basically, back to the simple concept, sometimes mind can overcome matter, right? Spirit, mind, body connection. Back pain is the number one cause of global disability. And no, that's been the case for the past 30 years or so.
No doubt about it. And if you're going to hit in soccer, wear headgear and just use the right technique. I'm sorry, Doug. Go on. I just had to ask.
No, I just was. I wanted you to comment as we go along here, thinking about the sensory motor nerves and all the stuff that goes to your brain from all over your body. What happens to your brain? It certainly would lead to Alzheimer's and dementia if you screw up the wiring to your head, much as anything else. That's kind of what this stuff does. So apparently this treatment that I'm reading out, it shows the nervous system of people who suffer from chronic back pain behaving in a different way to people who have had recent injuries to their lower back. So your brain accommodates. That's apparently what's gone on here, with me anyway. Your brain strengthens, or somehow or other it signals the muscles in that area to be stronger, to pay more attention. Most of those things are muscle issues. You know, once you do the damage, the stuff that continues to happen is usually muscle related. So anyway, a lot of people get on opioids for pain, and we know where that goes. But there was a study done, Ken, of using opioids versus placebo, and the difference is 1% out of 100. If you take a placebo versus opioids and you don't know that it's not an opioid, 99 out of 100 people's back will get better. So it's your brain, Fred. That's what it is. I mean, it's physical.
Placebos are very strong.
Yep, they sure are. Okay.
And that's why all studies you have to compare drugs against the placebo.
Yeah, right. That's very interesting as well. And let's couple that with the focus on memory decline. So there's a study that I saw, I feel like I'm the doctor here this week, that shows daily multivitamin use if you're over 60. And I know you take a multivitamin. You recommend everybody take one. I take a multivitamin and 30 other things as well. But taking a good quality multivitamin, if you're over 60, will slow the process of memory decline and Alzheimer's and dementia as well. Does that surprise you or not?
No, and I think we've reported on this last June about a daily multivitamin will slow the decline in memory. It may enhance memory
that.
In older adults, and I think it's so true, and I take a multivitamin every day.
Yep. All right. Now, the other thing that came to my mind as we were talking about this are other brain problems, like Parkinson's. I think this past, you were just talking about what we talked about in the summer. I'm aware of a study that was done on tremor awareness and neurological conditions that are brought about by tremor. Tremor, would you describe Parkinson's as tremor disease? Is it one and the same?
There's definitely a tremor associated. It's a sign of the disease, and we think of tremors as signs of underlying, usually degenerative brain issues.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up, a discussion for those of you, men and women, who are taking bodybuilding supplements. I guess it depends on what you're taking, but you should be aware of what you may or may not, especially men, what kind of problems you may be causing yourself. There are a myriad of them, but Ken's got some specific information on one thing that you should be aware of. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Right now, let's talk about you and your weight and what's going on. Holiday season, eating, drinking, being merry, until you get on the scale. Goes up a pound a day. Sometimes 2 pounds, depending on how active you are on the party circuit. So are you doing something about it that will keep you from having a problem next year? Are you on to Calitrin in the offensive way? Instead of being defensive, you are on the offensive. That is, you start and fix the problem, or at least address it before it becomes a serious problem. And that's why I recommend you get onto Calitrin right now. You may not lose any weight, but you'll keep yourself from gaining weight like the average American that puts on 8 or 10 pounds during the holiday season leads to all kinds of problems that you don't want. So let's get healthy. Let's stay healthy. Let's keep ourselves from gaining 10 pounds, maybe 20 pounds, who knows. Enjoy yourself. Eat what you want. And have a good time. I'm not saying not to do that, but I'm suggesting that you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. You look at the benefits. There's no side effects. There's nothing. There's no drawback. It's just something that benefits everybody who takes it, and mostly in the weight department. Weight loss and keep the weight off. That's the most significant thing. Start losing weight today. Go to toploss.com. And use the discount code Doug when you check out. You'll get free shipping and the best deal. Right now before Christmas, they have some fabulous ways for you to help yourself and maybe some other folks too. It's Calitrin, and you'll find it at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so that people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who we'll put together custom packages for you, too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I was talking about what happens if you're taking certain supplements. So how do we identify these supplements? Because there are a lot of supplements that are good for your musculature that don't have, that are not steroidal or not drug-based, right? Am I on the right page here?
You are getting to the right page. And I just want to mention something about tremors you were talking about before. And I didn't get in. With Parkinson's, the first sign or symptom of Parkinson's is so often this tremor, but it's a rest tremor. You don't have to be moving. Where you've probably most often seen tremors, Doug, is where somebody's grabbing for something and their hand starts shaking or they're pointing.
Yeah.
Or they're moving. That's what you see with these essential tremors where we really don't quite know what's causing it, but they're just there. But the key with Parkinson's is that it occurs with no action, with at rest. And when you see a tremor, when somebody's hand is at rest, think Parkinson's disease. And
right.
Okay, let's go on. This week in Reproductive Biomedicine Online, very important. Guys, you work out. I want you to keep working out, but this report in the medical literature this week is not to stop working out. It's just to be careful what you do before you work out, because bodybuilders are largely, Doug, unaware that the protein supplement they use to bulk up might harm their fertility. And probably about 4 out of 5 male gym enthusiasts use protein supplements as part of their fitness plan. And those supplements, which contain high levels of the female hormone, are you ready, estrogen, guys, impact their fertility? Because too much female hormone can cause problems with the amount and quality of sperm that a man can produce. Also, what you were alluding to, Doug, the other thing that are in these supplements that we're concerned about, that many of these protein supplements that can be bought have been found to be contaminated by anabolic steroids, which can reduce sperm counts, shrink testicles, and cause erectile dysfunction. So, guys, not a reason to stop working out, but be careful with your supplements.
You know, we should prepare sometime a list of acceptable supplements, if there are such a thing. There is such a list. It seems to me that there are things that are more organic that will help you out. I've seen some of those around that aren't drug-oriented, drug-related. But I know that a lot of bodybuilders tout not only the size of what you can see, but what you can't see, if you get my drift. And so taking estrogen would seem to be the exact opposite of what you want to have happen under the circumstances, if you get my drift.
Read the labels of those supplements you take after your workout. You know, mm-hmm. Make sure you know what's in there.
All right, good points. Always, Ken's got good points, no question about it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. We will continue in a matter of moments with this week's questions for Dr. Ken. That's up next here on Good Day Health.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now on Good Day Health. Doug Stephanie with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Lake Cardiology is his domain down in Florida, and you can visit him in his kingdom, not far from the Magic Kingdom. It's the Magic Kingdom of Health at Lake Cardiology. Dial him up at 352-735-1400. So you go to the Magic Kingdom for a day and then go see Ken for a day. Which, how would you like to be? Remember that old show, How Would You Like to Be Queen for a Day? How would you like to be Ken for a day? He's a busy guy, and he'll spend the time with you that you need in order to understand not only what's going on in your circulatory system, but in your body. He's a great understander of the whole body. So get that consult by dialing 352-735-1400. And as I think of telephone numbers, I also want to remind you that some of our questions that we get, sometimes we put people on the air, sometimes we just take them. And I'll relay them to Ken. But questions for Dr. Ken can be dialed in any time during the week, any time of the day or night, 855-999-3684. So this week on Good Day Health, we're talking a lot about the brain. We're talking about the things that either make the brain function or keep the brain from functioning. And we had sort of a last-minute focus on Parkinson's in that overall general discussion. Apparently, there is a new treatment, if you will, a spinal implant. That's what this question is about, that will help you with motor functions, helping people who have advanced stage Parkinson's. So given what you were talking about earlier, and I don't like necessarily reflecting back on the stuff that we have had earlier, but this is a good question in terms of Parkinson's and recognizing it. If you hold your hand still and you're shaking, you probably got a problem. This is a motor neuron disorder. People lose the ability to correctly use their muscles. So then under the circumstances, is there any hope? That's the question here, and that's where this came from. This guy asking about whether the implant's a good idea. I'm guessing he's got Parkinson's in his family. So is there hope, Ken? That's the question.
There's definitely hope here, Doug. And fortunately, Parkinson's now is a disease that most can be helped with medication. And you go back a few decades, and that wasn't true. But most Parkinson's patients are helped dramatically with oral medications. But there is a fraction who are not. And what you're discussing is additional hope for this group who don't respond well enough to the medications. And there is this spinal electrode implant that's installed via surgery, and it has been shown to have some promise in helping people with mobility issues from Parkinson's disease. You're not going to get this from the corner doctor. You're probably going to have to go to a major research center Parkinson's. But ask your doctor to help you find a place where they're doing cutting-edge, state-of-the-art research in Parkinson's, and volunteer to be involved in their studies and volunteer to take part in the breaking technology. And there is some hope here.
Yep. All right, next question has to do with cancer, specifically pancreatic cancer. Apparently, this person heard me talking about World Pancreatic Cancer Day on my weekday Good Day program, and this is Good Day Health. So we'll go one step further into understanding what advances there may be, because if I'm not mistaken, pancreatic cancer is the deadliest of any or all cancers. You get it. The survival rate has been pretty close to zero for most people. There have been a lot of folks who were famous that died from pancreatic cancer. I think of, Swayze, Patrick Swayze, but there have been plenty of other people. So what do you say to people who want some hope on this World Pancreatic Cancer Day?
It's tough because try your best to diagnose this early, which is not easy, but there's surgery, chemotherapy, and the treatments are not all that wonderful. Also, some of the cutting-edge treatments, look around at where the research is being done if, unfortunately, you're involved in this. And you may, your best hope may be getting to a trial and hope that you get something that's a breakthrough.
Yeah. Well, it's tough stuff, man. It's like colon cancer. Same thing. You want to not wish it on your worst enemy, and you hope that you keep the people that you love from getting it or help them as much as you can from stopping it.
Targeted therapy. This is the state of the art you want to talk to your doctor about.
Questions for Dr. Ken, an important part of Good Day Health here at 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.